I'd went at Arunachala, New York ashrama. Three times yearly, a large circle of ashrama family and friends gathers to celebrate one of three events related to the life of Sri Bhagavan: his Jayanti, his advent at Sri Arunachala, and his Mahanirvana. His advent at Arunachala was celebrated at the New York Arunachala ashrama on Sunday, September 9th. Devotees prayed, meditated, chanted, cooked, cleaned, decorated, hung flowers, and presented fruits at Sri Bhagavan's shrine from early morning. The celebration began when all gathered joined in the joyous strains of Sri Arunachala Aksharamanamale, or the marital garland of letters to Sri Arunachala, the bridegroom, celebrating the mystic union of the mind and heart. This hymn was especially fitting to the occasion. Next, the 108 names of Sri Bhagavan were reverentially intoned and flowers offered at the shrine. Dennis Hattel welcomed all and described the first advent at Arunachala celebration that took place at Sri Ramanashramam 55 years ago. He also showed a short video clip of that occasion filmed by the India Information Service. Bhajans and recitations, which also included songs learned by the children at Sri Ramana's Children's Ashrama, ensued. After Arati, a feast of Indian delicacies prepared by devotees was served by the ashram kids, as they preferred to be called. As we draw near to the 30th anniversary of our own first celebration of Sri Bhagavan's advent at Sri Arunachala here in NYC and Nova Scotia, inspired by the enthusiasm of Sri Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, we could not but help reflect upon how things seem to come full cycle. We who had come at that time were then young adults, aflame with the ideal of realizing the self today. And now we are surrounded by a new generation who, by Sri Bhagavan's grace and the example of their parents, have become immersed in Sri Bhagavan's teaching of devotion, service, and discrimination. Sri Bhagavan has said, "Those who come here, meaning to him, are like the prey caught in the jaws of the tiger. They cannot get away." The beauty of his grace, which he called the grace of Sri Arunachala, is indeed an unfathomable mystery which reveals itself in manifold ways throughout our lives. To properly mention all the names of those who contributed to and participated in this special event would require the entire newsletter. Evelyn K. Safair.